GreenWave Technology Solutions got a second NASDAQ delinquency notice on May 21, 2026, for missing its Q1 2026 Form 10-Q just 5 weeks after missing its 2025 annual report. This is not a paperwork problem. This is operational or financial strain, and it is the fourth company in 1 week showing the exact same failure mode. GreenWave trades under ticker GWAV on the NASDAQ Capital Market, with a market cap around $2.94 million as of February 2026. The company operates metal recycling facilities through Empire Services in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio. The first delinquency notice arrived April 22, 2026, for the missing 2025 Form 10-K. The second came May 21, 2026, for the missing Q1 2026 Form 10-Q. NASDAQ Rule 52-5-C, Hand 1, requires timely filing or companies lose listing status. GreenWave now has until June 22, 2026, to submit a compliance plan with a potential extension to October 12, 2026, to become current. The same pattern hit Atlantic American Corp, Global Interactive Technologies, and Vest and Inc. in the same week. Four companies, same rule, same mechanism, same week. For a family office allocator, two delinquency notices is a hard stop signal. The moment the second notice drops, your position review is not optional because OTC migration risk and forced liquidation timelines accelerate immediately, and waiting for your broker to act means you are last in line on price. For a tokenization platform builder exploring real-world assets in e-waste or circular economy sectors, GreenWave was a plausible originator candidate on paper, but is no longer a viable counterparty for any asset-backed structure because the documented impairment event changes the legal and credit picture entirely, and you need to wait for formal restructuring and new audited financials before revisiting this name. For a NASDAQ compliance officer, four delinquency notices in 1 week across unrelated small-cap companies is a data point worth flagging internally, because if compliance plan submissions are thin or low quality across this cohort, the exchange faces a decision about how aggressively to enforce versus extend that will set a tone for the rest of 2026. Watch whether GreenWave submits a formal compliance plan to NASDAQ before June 22, 2026, because that filing signals whether management believes the company is salvageable or whether delisting and OTC migration become likely.